Yeah, hi there, Jeff. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. Hi. Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have, but also, though, to apply a very reduced rate here for your young company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, how about you?
Good. Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. It looks like you did get PIN verified by Google, so you've got the Google Business Profile. And then Lulu says you're doing paid Google ads as well. Now, our job would be to make sure that you've got kind of the off-page optimization, the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions, etc., that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search so that your company will appear in that local map section or that PAC result that pops up right below the paid Google ad. So people, again, will still be going on Google. They'll be typing in keywords related to the services that you provide, whether it's carpet or upholstery cleaning or post-construction cleanup or for any of the services you want to be found for. You'll still be found for those types of services and still on Google. You'll also be listed on Bing as well, but you'll be popping up in that local map or that PAC result. The calls come directly to you no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It is a fixed flat rate. So it's very different than paying for Google Ads where it's pay per click. It's different than the Angie's or Home Advisor profile here that Lulu attached to. Of course, that service you pay for the lead, whether you get the job or not. Now, I don't see a website for you, or at least Lulu didn't attach one. Is there not currently a website for Smith River Cleaning and Restoration?
No, I do have one actually.
I thought you must. I mean, if you're doing Google Ads, you should have a website. I'll have to remind Lulu that it is, in fact, her job to attach the website here so I don't have to go struggling to find it. But, you know, we would be able to promote your existing website. Everything backlinks to that website. In fact, we would use the existing Google Business Profile. We wouldn't create a duplicate. But, you know, the calls come to you, and that's the best part about it. So, and it's a flat rate. So it's kind of, the best of what you've got going with the Google paid ads, but also it's a flat rate. The calls come to you. You don't have to chase down that customer. So, again, it's nothing like a lead-based service. And it's a lot easier to budget for. I mean, it is always going to be the exact amount, the same fixed flat rate. You qualify for reduced pricing, certainly as a very young company. The lowest rate we offer to the public is actually our new business rate. Although there are no long-term contracts, we do know that our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on the first page. So we try to make it affordable. Now, it is, of course, a fixed flat rate. So while it is a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate, so it will never go up on you. No matter how long you choose to use the service, it would be the same exact flat rate of $199.00. That's actually a savings of just a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Without any reductions in cost, it would have been $399. But again, you'd be looking at the exact amount, the $199. Now, you've already got a Google business profile already set up. You've got a website. There is still a lot of content that we have to create. In fact, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, to actually dozens and dozens of other directories, maybe not as well known to the public, but all equally important. So things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Talmab, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. We don't create that content so your customers can see it. We create that content because Google and Bing, the search engines, look for that content and ultimately use it to determine what businesses they'll display on that first page. In fact, the companies that are on the first page, while they get, of course, more phone calls, they've got more opportunities, they ultimately take on more work, they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have or because, you know, they have a bigger company or do a better job than you can do, Jeff. They're just on that first page because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So our job would be, of course, to create that content. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, I would think it would allow you to scale back on either the Home Advisor or the Google Ads or even both. And, of course, the best part about it is, you know, the services you offer, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even or be profitable. I think one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would easily offset the costs of our service. It is a position we're actively filling. Is it something that you would want for your business?
You know, you said $199. Is that like an annual fee or a monthly or a startup or...
Well, it would be the month-to-month cost to create that content and keep it updated. There would, like I said, be no setup fee. I'd be willing to waive the setup fee since you've gotten the ball rolling. You've got a verified listing, which is great. I mean, if somebody already knows the name of your company, they can find you online by looking for you specifically. What the local map does, and especially for a young company, it's so powerful. People don't already need to know the name of your business, and you know you are just a young company, so you haven't been around long enough for there to be traditional word of mouth as a strong force for you at this point. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, so it's where everyone goes when they don't know who to call. So it's going to give you the opportunity to compete with and even win the job over a bigger, more established business. You've got a great website, and I did pull it up for me to take a look at. Of course, it's Google compliant, too. It meets what Google needs to see in a website to rank well. Our job would be to kind of cross-reference and backlink all the content that Google indexes, all the directories that they look for, and link it back to your website so your website pops up. Now, I know as a young company, you're kind of, your advertising dollars are at a premium there. The Angie Leads or the Home Advisor, I know that can be an expensive service. Is it a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, I actually just signed up with it less than a week ago, and I'm already thinking about canceling it though.
Gotcha.
It's a little bit
kind of pricey.
You have to pay for a lead, and it's like not even something available for my schedule. It's like
for a young small company, it gets it adds up pretty quickly, and it is a shared lead service. So of course, you know, best case scenario is you're getting a lead that you could actually perform the work for, but it does still go to a handful of your competitors, sometimes even 6 or 8 of your competitors. So it's hard sometimes just to get a high enough conversion rate to justify the paying for the leads. So I mean, being that those leads can add up pretty quickly, I know you just signed up for it, but this would actually save you time, save you money, save you the hassle, headache, and frustration of chasing down those leads. How much are you funding your Google Ad campaign with at this point on a monthly basis?
You know, I don't even know for sure.
I
know that when I signed up for my Google page, they gave me a $500 ad credit.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you've got that going. But then, of course, at some point, you would be paying for those ads. I don't know if I'm asking you to dig deeper into your advertising budget or not, but it seems like if you're going to shut off the Angie leads and obviously, you know, you might not want to invest too heavily in the paid ads. Paid ads are great for a company that's really looking to be found 50 miles away, 60 miles away. In fact, they're necessary at that point. The local map or that pack result is usually good for about 20, maybe 25, 30 miles. So I would think with you know what Lulu put in the notes here for your service area that a local campaign might be more budget friendly for you and still get you the phone calls and the opportunities that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So I mean it is like I said a month to month service. You know, with the setup fee waived, your initial investment would only be $199. Let me ask you this. I mean, you know, I'm actually happy to hear you say that you're considering stopping the Angie leads. I know it's only been about, what, 6-7 months that it's been Angie leads and the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List, but I've spoken with business owners over the last 8 years that were using Home Advisor, and even before that it was called Service Magic. So I've spoken with a lot of business owners over the years. The overwhelming majority do say that it's kind of more headache, hassle, frustration than it's worth. It's a lot of good money going after bad leads. So I'm actually glad to hear that you're not using that service. Now, I would never say anything bad about Google Ads. I would think, though, because, I mean, we are a Google Premier partner. So one of the things that we do is we manage Google Ads on behalf of our clients. In fact, the whole Google Partnership Program was designed to help business owners get a higher return on investment with paid Google Ads. I mean, as you know, they do offer the AdWords Express, and that's what you've got. Although it sounds fast and efficient, like Express Lane or Express Train, it does refer to the fact that it's an abbreviated version of a true Google Ad campaign. There's a lot of, well, we know you're new to this, so we recommend that. Click here, default there. You just kind of tell them what your budget is, and it's kind of a set it and forget it campaign. And that's exactly why Google started the partnership program a little bit less than 6 years ago. And it was to help businesses have professional management of these types of services. We were actually one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. Now, I do know, of course, because we've been working with Google for many, many years, that about 2.5 months ago, Google increased the minimum required ad spend from $100 a month to $300 a month. So you must be spending or will be spending at least $300 a month on those paid Google ads. So, and like I said, it is a quality service, and, you know, people do click on those ads, and of course, you know, it's where Google makes the majority of their revenue and has been for a long time. So, you know, business owners do get work from it, and I would never tell you you have to stop doing it. I mean, like I said, we manage Google Ads ourselves, but the local campaign is oftentimes a much more budget-friendly option for a small company that's trying to keep it pretty local. Lulu put in the notes, it's a 50-50 partnership with your spouse, but you're the managing partner. I mean, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys?
Yes.
Or a crew? It is just you. Okay. So it is a small
right now,
company. Yeah. So you're not, you know, you're not looking to take on a whole lot of work, right? I mean, just enough to keep you busy. You don't want to be turning work away or anything like that. So this service, the local map, it's going to get your phone ringing. It'll be a steady stream of calls, and of course it'll be someone who saw your website before they called you, so it is a high conversion rate, but you do still have the opportunity to kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. So, you know, it would save you quite a bit. In fact, what I was going to say, because I'm actually going to be out of the office tomorrow, but I'm still trying to get some of these positions filled so they don't kind of pile up on me when I come back on Friday. But there is a friends and family rate in our system. Like I said, the new business rate is the lowest rate that we'll typically offer to the public, but there is a friends and family rate, and, you know, I'm not going to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I'd be honest. I would just tell him, you know, you're doing Google Ads on your own. You are PIN verified with the Google Business Profile. You've got a website already. I would also, you know, let him know that you were trying Home Advisor, and, you know, obviously he knows how expensive that service can be. So if I can get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, it's everything that we talked about, Google Home as well, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, but all the directories necessary to have you pop up in that local map to be found for that 25-mile radius, but it would bring your rate down to 149. And if my supervisor approves the 149, that would be the rate to start and the rate to stay. So, I mean, it would just be the 149 out the door. If I can get the 149 approved, would that be fair enough? I mean, obviously, like I said, you're going to get the reporting and the tracking, so you'll be able to hold us accountable. It really is performance based on our end. Well, let me get a message out to my boss real quick here and see if I can explain why I'm asking for that. I'm just going to put you on a real quick hold, but I'm not actually leaving the phone call, but you may hear a bit of silence as I put you on hold, just to put some detailed notes here and send them off to my supervisor. Just one second here.
Okay. something.
My supervisor is usually pretty quick to respond to me while I'm waiting for him to hear to respond to that. While I'm waiting to hear back from him, I just wanted to make sure. I see the business listed as Smith River Cleaning and Restoration. Is that how you would want the company to appear online?
Yes.
Okay, and then the and is the ampersand, right? Well, on your website it's spelled out, A-N-D, but the Angie's has it with the ampersand, the symbol for the word. Seems small, but it's really not. Consistency is important. So how would you want it to appear? The A-N-D spelled out or the symbol for the word?
Yeah, spelled out.
Spelled out, okay. Wouldn't be the first time that I saw something not quite accurate on an Angie's profile there. So I've got that word spelled out then. And then the phone number that we are speaking on, is this not only the best number for us to reach you regarding your account, is it also the number you would want your customers to call? It is the one on the website, so it is the business number, right? The 406-922-4747. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number as well?
So it's 922-7447.
Yeah,
922-7. I don't know if that's what you said. Oh, okay.
It might not have been,
yeah.
But it is what I see.
Okay.
Okay,
then it is. I can receive messages and all that
can.
On it.
Okay. Let's chat at smithriverrestoration.com. Is that a good email address for you?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jeff, I did want to ask you, too, because another thing that I saw on the Angie's was a physical address, the 1055 Ketchikan Drive. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You always go out to the customer to provide that service for residential or commercial clients. No one ever comes to you, right? There's no showroom, no
correct.
Brick and mortar. Okay, so that you wouldn't want that address promoted. There is no address for us to promote for your business online, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they'd be coming to my house.
Gotcha. And, you know, yeah, and Google, of course, doesn't want to list a physical street address. I did see that you had it listed on your Google business profile. We would, if you sign up with our service, want to have managerial access to that. Of course, you'll still retain ownership of it. If you didn't already have one, we would have set one up with you as the owner. But we won't want to create a duplicate listing. But I think we would want to hide that address, just show city and state, not that physical street address there. But it is obviously the address that was PIN verified. And then, Jeff, that's J-E-F-F?
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure. And then what is your last name, sir?
Smith. S-M-I-T-H.
Never want to assume. Hang on one second, because my supervisor did respond. So let me pull that up real quick. It says, Paul, for this still very young company, especially one that is using Home Advisor. I still call it Home Advisor, not Angie Leads. I kind of fall in that habit, too. Like I said, I was Home Advisor for a long time. But it says, someone's still using Home Advisor. I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149. Looks like he's got a great-looking website that we can promote. So I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time that you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and it's actually quite true, I guess. I mean, I don't usually ask for something below the new business rate, because with the setup fee waived, that already puts us below our operating costs to create those 70 different directories with time, resources, and in some cases, we do incur a direct cost to create that content. So I know we'll be in the hole in that first month, but, you know, our clients stay with it long-term, even though there's no long-term contract, because it's profitable to be on that first page. So I know that, and I know my supervisor realizes that as well. So I'm pretty excited to have that friends and family rate, that 149. That's a rate that,
cool.
that used to be our new business rate, but that was about 3 years ago. We sunsetted that price about 3 years ago when it got relegated to friends and family. For you, though, it's a fixed rate. So, you know, if you stay with us for months or even years, that rate would never go up, not for any reason. It's an exact amount, too, so it's a lot easier to budget for. So if that is something that you would want for your business, of course, what I would do at this point would be a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We would want to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we've got all the information that we need to promote your business, you know, kind of verify information off of your website, information that I've got, make sure that we know things like if a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We would take care of all of that, though, in a follow-up call, and of course you would not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. What I would do now, Mr. Smith, and what is required of us is to read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate with my supervisor's approval. It's officially the friends and family rate of $149, that there's no setup fee, that it's a month-to-month service, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. As a Google Premier partner, we are required to read that before we can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay,
yep,
so
that works.
Give me just a quick second here, Jeff, to get that set up. Okay, Mr. Smith, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, Jeff, will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Smith River Cleaning and Restoration.
Okay, and then as we clarified earlier, the and between cleaning and restoration is in fact the word A&D spelled out, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Smith, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Jeff Smith, and I'm the owner.
Okay. Jeff, as the owner of Smith River Cleaning and Restoration, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jeff, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Smith, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to reach out and contact you directly, we specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Jeff. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads and that you may cancel that. We know also that you're currently running a Google ad campaign. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, equally or perhaps even more important, right, down to the AND and not the ampersand. We'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Jeff, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that we do hide that physical address for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information stays accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in costs that I was able to apply with the additional reduced price for the friends and family rate, that my supervisor is allowing me to apply here. This next part reads as follows. it says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 15th of June, in the very discounted officially friends and family rate of $149.00. And again, Jeff, that $149 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees of any kind. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Jeff, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Smith, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jeff, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and that does conclude the voice verification. That first payment then, Jeff, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's actually both, and I guess I apologize. My full name is Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
I was going to ask, and is there any middle initial on that particular card?
There is. It's W.
W. Okay. And then you said the business name is on there as well. You said it was a Visa card that should start with a 4. They all do. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It's 4416.
Okay.
6818.
Yes, sir.
3620.
Okay.
6844.
And then the expiration month and year?
0525.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
980.
Okay, so I've got 980, 980 on the back, and May or 05 of 2025 for the expiration. And then, Mr. Smith, was the card itself 4416, 6818, 3620, 6844?
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address?
It does.
It does. Okay. So in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I'll just wait for the email.
Okay, no problem. Our automated system should send that email out to you in just about a minute here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address will be on that confirmation email as well. Now, you'll receive that email, like I said, in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. In fact, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We are booked out for this last one, but first thing tomorrow would be 8 o'clock, a couple of exceptions, but we are with quite a few spots between 8 o'clock and the last one. That would be 4 o'clock. Did you want something fairly early, middle of the day, or towards the end of the day?
Probably 8 o'clock would be best.
8 o'clock.
I've got a job in the morning. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So in this case, it will be scheduled from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It is, like I said, a 1 hour window. The call takes about half that time. So it should get to you maybe a few minutes after 8, get you off the phone pretty close to 8:30. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. You'll receive at 7 o'clock a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 8, and then in just about a minute here, I will also send you a calendar invite to that email address we have on file. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent by now?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, so if you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the invoice email, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and the body of the email that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and the click here is hyperlink. But when you click on that, it does go to where the text message opens up, which is the local splash terms of experience with the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see there?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I'm also shopping with my daughter. So
oh, that's okay. Yeah, I did kind of hear you speaking to a little one in the background.
But,
my little ones are not so little anymore. My youngest is 11. But good times going shopping with them when they're small. Obviously, you've already got the Google Business Profile. We will completely optimize it. And one of the things that we will do, like I said, is we will hide that physical address for you. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We'll also mirror the content on Bing as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, especially since you're busy. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either tap or click there and either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears, Jeffrey W. Smith. And of course, it is case sensitive, appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just click on the confirm signature box below it. That does a couple of things, a few things really. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, just the $149, the friends and family rate, that we've waived the setup fee. It also does, of course, let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that screen.
Okay. I'm going to take a look.
Could I get, if we get the last one, it holds up the middle part and it makes...
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. I'll be done with this in just a second, okay? I'll look at that. No, well, let me just look at it. That's usually, like, as expensive as the shoes. So just give me a second. Okay, so I did the electronic signature, and then it bumped me to a page with a username and password.
Okay, so first of all, don't worry about that. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it now, so it's asking you to log in. If you were, in fact, able to log in right now, I think it would give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created yet. Your username, though, is your phone number, area code included, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include your username or your password. I'm sorry, not your username, or your password, it's your username or your phone number, which are basically the same thing. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I did send the calendar invite. It says local / CING on that. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It does have your username, your name, and your phone number, but it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right out or shortly after 8 o'clock tomorrow. Other than that, though, I just wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you, get that website out there where more people can see it, and, of course, call you directly. If it helps you to scale back or even shut off the Angie leads, I'm pretty happy to do that, too. The overwhelming majority of business owners that I've spoken with kind of echo what you said. You know, a lot of good money sometimes going after leads that don't turn into work. So we're pretty excited to get this going for you and looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Thanks again for your time and your patience in taking this call.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All righty. You have a great night, Jeff. Take care.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.